Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
October 21, 1805. Collins makes beer. In the journal, Clark draws a sketch of the section of the Columbia River traveled today. This sketch shows a great number of Indian villages, the norm for this part of the river. Also drawn in are two unnamed rivers coming in from the south, one marked 200 yards wide. These rivers are now known as the John Day and Deschutes River. Reading Clark's map sketches is difficult, as he did not use a compass rose or even an arrow pointing north. Clark writes,
"A very cold morning, wind from the southwest. We set out early and proceeded on. Last night we could not collect more dry willows, the only fuel, than was barely sufficient to cook supper, and not a sufficiency to cook breakfast this morning. Those people received us with great kindness, and examined us with much attention. Their employments, custom, dress, and appearance similar to those above, speak the same language. Here we saw two scarlet and a blue cloth blanket, also a sailor's jacket. We got from those people a few pounded roots, fish, and acorns of the white oak. Those acorns they make use of as a food and inform us they procure them of the natives who live near the falls below, which place they all describe by the term Tim."
After starting out, the party passes several islands and visits several Indian lodges along the way. Clark continues,
"At 2 miles lower, past a rapid, large rock stringing into the river of large size. Opposite to this rapid, on the starboard shore, is situated two lodges of the natives drying fish. Here we halted a few minutes to examine the rapid before we entered it, which was our constant custom. One of our party, Jay Collins, presented us with some very good beer, made of the Pa-she-ko-quar-mash, which bread is the remains of what was laid in as stores of provisions. At the first Flatheads, or Choponish Nation, at the head of the Koskoski River, which, by being frequently wet, molded and soured. We made 33 miles today. Captain William Clark, October 21, 1805.
Clark did see a large mountain covered with snow and called it Tim Mountain, after the Indians said it was near the falls they called Tim. This mountain is now known as Mount Hood. Most of the Indian lodges the Corps saw today were on the north side of the river, which was to protect them from the Snake Indians, who, they said, resided on the south side of the river. These Indians living south of the river were probably northern Paiutes. Monday, the old chiefs return home.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.